There's a place in Sydney for people who use street drugs to go and use narcotics safely under supervision. The safe injection site is called the Ally Center, and it has some health alerts since learning that someone in the community is distributing fake prescription painkillers. Executive Director Christine Porter says to make matters worse, one of their clients had to learn the hard way that the pills are laced with fentanyl.
They wanted to test it right away when they felt different. So we tested it, unfortunately, after consumption. But that happens a lot of times, and a lot of people will get things tested before consumption and find out that it is indeed spiked with another substance, and they'll use it anyway because it's so hard for them to obtain the substance that they need.
Fentanyl is a powerful drug sometimes mixed with other drugs to enhance impairment or create dependency. Meanwhile, she says some people are using steel wool inside glass pipes rather than safer material when consuming drugs.
So commonly smoking crack, you have to use screens to kind of hold the drug in the glass pipe, right? So that, and anyway, some people, we give out brass screens, and that's what's recommended. You know, it is the harm reduction approach. Old school and others, because Brillo pads are really easy to come by, Brillo or steel wool, you know, it's commonly used in place of a screen. But unfortunately, you know, that breaks apart. Particles break apart from the screen and can lodge in your throat and in your mouth and harm your lungs. So we've seen a couple of cases have been reported to me of people who have had abscesses in their throats, and they suspect that it's because they use Brillo instead of screens, right? So we really are encouraging people to use the screens and not Brillo.
Porter says the Ally Center tries to help people living with addictions to find light at the end of the tunnel. We asked if she sees many successful results for clients who are trying to become sober and play a different role in society.
Well, I get that question a lot, you know, and everybody's idea of back on your feet and living successfully and what can be measured in, you know, for it, different ways for different people, right? You know, if you're meaning full recovery and back in the workforce or school or whatever, I've seen that. I've seen lots of it, right? But I've also seen people who haven't gone to see a doctor in 5 years go to see a doctor, right? So that to me is people who are starting to think about their health and moving along that continuum. And hopefully we'll gradually get to a place where, you know, they feel that they don't have to use, or that their use is minimal and not harming them.
The center uses a mobile clinic to bring its services to underserved communities throughout the municipality. Porter says the center also has a small food bank, provides support for sex workers, and it's providing resources for people looking for housing. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.